Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment of Preparing Foods on Shabbos. So we were discussing yesterday the idea of warming foods going into Shabbos. I neglected to use the actual term from the Gemara, which is shehia. Shehia means sort of leaving it in a state. The idea is putting it on the heat so it's going into Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the idea of katum, the idea of covering the heat source, and that's essential in many cases. We said that the modern day equivalent of covering the coals, is to cover, let's say, the burner. We said it's preferable, if at all possible, to also cover the knobs that control the heat setting, but the basic requirement is to cover the burner. The way this would play when you're thinking about a crock pot is you would cover the inside of the crock pot, the area from which the heat emanates, the area below the pot of food. You would cover that, let's say, with aluminum foil. There are different opinions about it, but that would be the basic way it would play out. If appropriate and safe, a person would cover a hot plate with aluminum foil if that was appropriate in context. That's the idea of katum. Now, it's not always necessary to cover the heat source in the first place, though it's a good habit to do so. When is it absolutely required? We, much earlier in this series, used the term of macho ben drusoi, literally translated food that was appropriate for the thief known as ben drusoi. He was a person who was famous for eating on the run, and part of his eating on the run is eating even before things were fully cooked. And there are different opinions as to what his minimal standard was, either a third cooked or a half cooked. But the point is, the rabbis felt that if this food is macho ben drusoi, that means it's moving along. It's reached a certain minimal level of being prepared. And the odds of you coming up to the food and getting agitated, oh my gosh, you know, the coals aren't as hot as I thought it was. The burner needs to be turned up. The odds of you getting agitated if the food is already yad so lettuce bo are pretty slim. And therefore, the technical requirement the technical requirement for covering the heat source is only if it's less than yad soled espo. When it comes to liquids, When it comes to solids, the technical requirement is if it's less than macho ben drusoi, less than that basic level of being cooked, whether it be a third or a half, it would make sense to be diligent to cover the heat source if it's less than a half cooked. When it comes to liquids, a soup, hot water, something like that, then the minimal level is yad soled espo. This is a temperature level we discussed before, something in between 110 and 160 degrees Fahrenheit. The point is that you couldn't comfortably touch it with your finger. The rationale is that if it's reached that point, even if not yet fully cooked, the rabbis felt that it was plausible that you wouldn't get nervous and adjust the heat setting. Now, it's a generally encouraged practice in halacha, even if the food is already yad soled espo, even if the liquid, I keep on doing this, even if the food is already macho ben drusoi, even if the liquid is already yad soled espo, it would be appropriate and wise to still cover the heat source. There are different reasons for that. We'll touch on one of the reasons a little bit later, but it's a generally encouraged stringency. Now, a scenario that you don't have to cover the heat source is if there's only an on or off button or on or off setting. Think of a hot water urn. If you put water in the urn before Shabbos, so if it's come to Yad Soled Espo, great. If it hasn't yet come to Yad Soled Espo, let's say you want to serve hot water Friday night and you find that the water isn't as hot as you would like. What are you going to do? It's in an urn. What are you going to do? Turn up the urn? There's no way to turn up the urn. So an instrument like that, there actually would not be a need in the first place to cover the heat source because there's nothing you could do anyway. So bottom line is, when we're talking about shehia, when we're talking about warming foods going into Shabbos, technically speaking, if the food is already macho ben drusoi, at least a half cooked, and if it's a liquid, if it's already yad soled espo, let's say 160 degrees Fahrenheit, then the halacha would be you wouldn't have to cover the heat source. As we mentioned, though, it's still encouraged to cover the heat source. And what's also encouraged in general is to not only cover the heat source, but to cover the knobs by which one controls the heat source also. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.